Well, good morning. Good morning, everyone. My name is Valerie Reed. I'm a regional director from the New Jersey and New York marketplace. And today is Thursday, August 3rd. And it's just a really special day for my family. My two daughters, my twin daughters and business partners turned 20 years old today. It is amazing. So happy birthday, Elizabeth and Stephanie. And so I'm excited to share our mojo time together today. Last Sunday, I arrived back from the great state of Iowa. Yes, this Jersey girl traveled to the Midwest with my friend and customer, Chrissy, to ride across the great state of Iowa. It was amazing. Now, that's not riding in a car or even on a motorcycle, but rather on a bicycle. So we were participating in the longest and oldest bicycle ride in the world, 500 miles across Iowa, as part of the 50th anniversary of the Des Moines Register, that's the newspaper out there, the Des Moines Register's annual Great Bicycle Ride Across Iowa, and it's affectionately known in those parts as RAGBRAI. So where the small towns and the families, they open up their doors and hearts to over 15,000 riders, and this year was the 50th anniversary, so it's a big, big special ride. And I wanted to share with you a few life and business lessons that I got from participating in this amazing, amazing event. But first, I know you're all scratching your heads out there, and you're wondering, why, Valerie, why are you doing this? Well, it's a good question. So Chrissy and I are workout buddies, and she is also a spin instructor, and she likes to cycle. And her father is from Iowa, and she thought it would be a wonderful way to commemorate his life. He just recently passed away. And as part of my own life journey, you know, I like to challenge myself to keep myself growing and just keep that growth happening. So this year it was RAGBRAI. And despite, really, I didn't possess much road cycling experience recently. I did do a lot of commuting many, many years ago. I thought, you know, if we could raise some money for our dear friend, another workout buddy called Lisa Muriel Stockman, who passed away from ALS in 2021, and we could enjoy the ride, well, why not? So off we went to Iowa. So somewhere early in the ride, I really thought to myself, wow, RAGBRAI really is about life itself. So I wanted to share a few lessons that I had in the many, many, many miles and many, many cycles I had to do in the last 7 days. So here are 10 lessons. Number one, the road of life is not flat, and don't believe anyone who tells you that Iowa is flat, it is not. So I was amazed that, you know, although the road looked flat, it actually wasn't flat at all. There was either a slight uphill or maybe even a slight downhill when it looked like it was flat. So you do notice these things after about 500 miles or so. So even if we think nothing is happening in our life, you know, something is actually happening. Something's always happening. We're either going slightly up or slightly down, depending on our decisions and our actions we're taking. Sometimes we think we're just cruising along, and which, by the way, is another misnomer, because cruising does take effort. In reality, we're actually really going either slightly toward our goals or slightly away from them. So perhaps after this call, we could all take a moment and pause and think about the path that we're on right now, and ask, am I actually taking the actions I need to take to get me where I'm going or not? And what adjustments can I make? So the road of life is not flat. Lesson number two, expect the ups and downs. Where there is a down, there is always an up, and vice versa. So there were 2 days during the ride that we had to climb over 3,500 feet, and it was averaged about 80 miles each of those days. So believe me, there are many ups and there were many downs, but it's comforting. It was really comforting to know that if we went up a hill, we were going to come back down again. And isn't that the same in life? Sometimes there are hard times and sometimes there are good times, but there's one guarantee, is that there will always be both, and you can enjoy and grow through each of these ups and downs. And the good news is that they definitely get easier once you know how to navigate them. You just get better. Number three. Momentum makes the difference. Well, I learned this lesson the hard way, both in my business and on this ride. As I mentioned earlier, I didn't have much cycling experience, and in fact, I had a bicycle that I borrowed from a friend just a few days before. And I thought, you know, gears are gears are gears, right? But not really. At the beginning, I was not familiar with this set of gears, and I had no idea how to maximize the bicycle to make these ups and downs easier to navigate and even fun. Can you believe it? It could actually be fun. Well, this is so much like our business. We get to know the system through our incredible mentoring program, and we consistently gain momentum. If we work, we can gain that momentum. It can become fun. That's really, really what it's supposed to be, fun. So when you approach a set of hills on a bike, it can be daunting. For me, it just really took my breath away. I'm not much of a roller coaster gal, and man, did it look like it was all roller coaster downhill. But with momentum, you were able to see that this hill was often just a series of smaller hills with a plateau in between. And knowing this and having momentum on your side, you've got this. And number four, one circle at a time. So occasionally we got around a corner, or maybe at the end of the day, or even at the beginning of the day, we were faced with this absolutely huge hill. Sometimes it felt like it was just straight up, sometimes never ending. And what we know about hills and a difficult situation in life is there's always an end in sight. And so to get there, you just pedal, left circle, then right, then left, and then right. You make one phone call, and then the next. You make another one, and then the next. And before you know it, you're at the top of the hill, or you've achieved your goal, one circle at a time. With this simple strategy, combined with the right effort, tools, and surrounding yourself with the right people, you absolutely can do it. Number five, occasionally there will be a sweet treat, and enjoy it. So on the ride, there would occasionally be a hill, very rarely, that you would have so much fun riding down. And then you would just cruise. You wouldn't have to catch another uphill after that. I call this a sweet treat. You'll put in that hard and consistent work in your business and your life, and you'll get a chance to enjoy the results and the fruits of your labor. When you see this happening, just take a step back, breathe, and enjoy it. Enjoy that sweet treat. Number six, stay coachable, learn, and get stronger every day. Well, I remember my friend Chrissy, who had more cycling experience than me, coaching me about eating breakfast, hydrating a crazy amount of water every day, and then eating something small every hour. I initially thought to myself, there's no way I could do that. So I set off to conquer the first milestone on day one with just a half a banana and a small little protein ball in my stomach and a bit of water as well. And it was a 29-mile ride without any towns to break it up. So I set off on my journey, and about 25 miles or so into this journey, and without a stop, I saw so many opportunities, but I just didn't do it because I really was just set on getting through this one milestone. I saw a cute little lemonade stand out of the corner of my eye, and I thought, gosh, I'm getting hungry. Well, it didn't take more than a few minutes after that, where I encountered the back of someone else's bike who had been trailering a very small box, and I crashed. And so I had my first crash I'm glad to say it was the only crash I did, and I had some wonderful people to help me up, fix me up, and back I was on my way. But I learned. I learned that I needed to eat more, drink a bit of more water, in fact, a lot more water, and just surrender to the system. I would eat sugar and salt and carbs for most of the day to fuel my body as it pedaled, 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 and pedaled. This is the same with our system. Our mentors know the way. They give us the right coaching to achieve our goals. We just need to be coachable, and we will grow. And guess what? I actually got better and stronger as the ride progressed. Hallelujah. Number seven, most people will come and go, and a few will stick. On this ride with tens of thousands of riders, there was a lot of fun and bantering back and forth. You could have some really, really neat discussions with people, and then, of course, the hill would come, or you just start taking a different pace, and then off you would go, and you and the rider would separate. Well, I learned after we got to Aya that what my friend actually preferred to ride solo. So that meant that I had to come up with a new strategy. She would meet me at the end of the day at the camp. And by the way, we did camp. Oh, my goodness. And so I had 500 miles before me to navigate as a solo dolphin. Well, I had to get pedaling. I met so many wonderful people along the way. Some traveled together for a few minutes. some a few hours a day, and then some will go the distance. On day three, I connected with another person, and we cycled together for the majority of the remaining time and persevered really through thick and thin till the end. So there will be people in your business and life that will come and contribute, and then they will go on their own journey. This is okay, and it's to be expected. And then you'll find people that will stick with you for the duration. Treasure them. Number eight, pace yourself. You can push through more than you can think. Well, you know, when I got to the day that it was 96 degrees and there were many miles to go and the heat index climbed to 106, well, we had to get creative. There were lots of stops, ice pops, pickle juice. Yes, I do love pickles now. Water, Gatorade, and everything in between. There were plenty of wonderful shade trees along the road and families offering up their hoses to cool us down. Fire departments opened their hydrants as the temperature soared. And the only way we could win was to pace ourselves and even know that if we got there late, we actually got there. And that's the most important thing. Wherever you are in your business, just keep going and don't quit. You will achieve more than you can see right now. Number nine, keep smiling and keep pedaling. On that super hot day that I just mentioned, it was day six of the rise. We had one more day to go. As the temperatures were climbing higher and higher, our mental strength was being tested. There were many occasions to call for help and to get a lift to the finish line at the end of the day. We just kept going and smiling and laughing and finding shade and water along the way. And to top it all off, when we finally sat down after 14 hours of riding to take a breath before getting a well-deserved dinner, the sirens began to wail, and there was a storm wall coming at us. We had to get shelter right away in a dry place and to stay the night before we had to finish the ride early the next morning. We have to keep our perspective at all times and know that a sense of perspective, a sense of humor, and a focus on our destination, that will really be the key to get us there. And the final lesson, enjoy the ride. Well, I had the pleasure of riding through the heartland of America. There were cornfields and soybean fields as far as your eye can see. In fact, one farmer said, just take as much corn as you want. We've got it all. There were stunning sunrises, delicious pies, and even pulled pork sundaes. Message me about that. I'll tell you what was in that. The people we met were so welcoming to us. The riders were supportive, funny, and had some of the craziest outfits and vehicles you could ever imagine. How about riding 500 miles on a unicycle? What about that? The ride is made up of many, many small towns along the way. Sometimes there'd be an 18-mile gap, sometimes just a 5-mile gap. And when it got tough, making these stops and celebrating is so important, not only to your morale, but to achieving your final goal. You know, if you took it down a level, even making it up a steep hill was a victory. Trust me, I felt that way. One circle at a time to get to the top. Left circle and right circle. It's so important to enjoy the ride and celebrate the small victory that we have, as well as that final victory. It's so amazing when you cross the finish line. Whether it be a challenge like this in life or in business, find those sweet spots and the lessons. This will keep you present throughout your whole journey. Well, since this was the 50th anniversary of RagRide, the slogan was, it's an L of a ride, playing on the fact that 50 in Roman numerals is L. It certainly was an L of a ride and one that is chock full of life lessons and lessons for our business as well. So to summarize and to wrap up, number one, the road of life is not flat. Number two, expect the ups and downs. Number three, momentum makes all the difference. Number four, just one circle at a time, right circle and left circle. Number five, stay coachable, learn, and get stronger every day. Number six, occasionally there will be a sweet treat and make sure you enjoy it. And number seven, most people will come and go and a few will stick. Number eight, pace yourself. Number nine, keep smiling and pedaling. And number 10, enjoy the ride. hope you enjoyed the Mojo call this morning. I loved loving with you all. Have a great day, everybody. And don't forget, there is a webinar tonight at 9 p.m. Take care. Happy Thursday, everyone.